Chapter 8. Madame Lafayette in Court. There were lots of people in the courtroom. Some women sat and knitted. They shouted at the prisoners. Sonia, Marguerite and Philippe watched in silence. They saw Jean-Claude. He was on the other side of the courtroom. Finally, a woman came in. The woman was tired and ill, but she was very beautiful.
"That's her,"
Philippe said quietly.
"It's the woman in the painting."
"I know,"
said Sonia, excited.
"And look, she's wearing the dress from the box. Now I understand. I didn't want to wear that dress to the fancy dress party because the woman in the painting wore that dress in prison."
"It's my mother,"
said Marguerite. She was very nervous. Marguerite stood up. She wanted to run to her mother and put her arms around her. The judge spoke. He looked at Madame Lafayette with cold eyes.
"Citizen Lafayette, on the night of October the 13th, did you say the revolution is terrible? The revolutionaries are killing lots of good people?"
asked the judge.
"Yes, I did,"
said Madame Lafayette.
"Then, Citizen Lafayette, you are a traitor to the revolution,"
said the judge.
"The time of your execution is 2:15 tomorrow afternoon. Guards, take her from the courtroom."
"Enemy of the people!
Enemy of the revolution!"
Madame Lafayette looked around the courtroom. She looked at Marguerite and Jean-Claude and she smiled. Then she left the courtroom.
"Your mother is a very brave woman,"
said Sonia.